your host, Sam Cawthorne.
All right, here in the studio, super excited about this interview, we have Kerry Nelson. Kerry, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here.
Kerry, one thing I just love about you is your enthusiasm for life. But it hasn't always been like that. And you've got an extraordinary story and also a very powerful message to deliver to the world. Tell us a little bit more about who you are and this message that you have for the world.
Yes, Sam. I speak at conferences and events about unstoppable freedom, about how to live a life that serves your deepest passions without limits.
And what brought you to that message?
Yeah, absolutely. Life has ups and downs for all of us. For me, the turning point in my life where I realised that I wanted to live every day after that point serving the deepest passions of my heart was on the 28th of June, 2014. It was an ordinary day, just like any other. My husband had been unwell that morning, which was a little bit different from normal. Normally, he really was energetic, but on this day, he's really unwell. I said, you know what? Stay home. I'm going to go to work at our business. We shared a business together. I'm going to go to work. You stay home, you rest. When I got home that night, I faced the scene that would change my life forever. I walked in with the groceries, dumped them on the kitchen bench, and I found my husband lying face down on the kitchen floor, and he was dead. Now, at first, I didn't believe it. And I learned later that, unfortunately, it was a horrible combination of alcohol and medication that had caused him to have a heart attack. Yeah, so that has inspired me, like nothing else, to share this message that we have to live a life of passion without limits.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Kerry, that is, it's such a full-on story.
Mm.
And it's just amazing in such a short period of time that you're smiling, you've got an amazing message out into the world and so on and so forth. Like, so this message was birthed from that, or have you always been speaking, or what did you do before this all happened?
Yeah, no, that was a massive turning point for me. I had other ups and downs. Life comes. I've got two kids and I've worked as a teacher. So I'm a trained teacher. I worked across primary, high school, tertiary, lectured at university. So I'd had all the ups and downs of normal life. I've battled through my own depression. I've got all that stuff. The turning point came when I realised that I need to live every single day as if it's my last chapter.
Wow.
And that's what I do now.
Wow. Hey,
yeah.
Look, and that's such a powerful message as well, because, you know, we tend to look at the past and we tend to be defined by that. And then on top of that, then we don't really, you know, then we start having regrets and we don't really live our fullest life each and every day. And I love that message that you have. And and was this all from that day? Was it all spurred from there? Or what's your, and also on top of that, what's your career? What's your background?
Okay, so I am a teacher.
Yeah.
So trained teacher.
Okay. Yeah.
I have also run a business with my husband.
Mm.
So we met actually selling Kirby vacuum cleaners door to door. So, you know, that's sort of a point of pride for everyone.
It. You're a vacuum cleaner saleswoman.
I love being with people. And so whatever that is, in sales or in the classroom, I love working with people. So, well, I've sort of done two things at the same time for a lot of years with my husband. We built business full time, had a really, really successful online business selling vacuum cleaner spare parts of all things. Along with that, my husband built our business full time while I went into full time teaching. And, you know, we just did whatever we had to do to make it work because we love living a big life. We always did. And now there's a certain sense of honouring that and pulling everything together that's happened to me up to that point and deciding from then that all of my skills, all of my experience and all of my personal attributes, I'm going to use to push out to serve my deepest passions without limits. And that's unstoppable freedom.
All right. Hey, this unstoppable freedom that you talk of, how can an ordinary everyday person that's going through life day in, day out, how can they feel that? What do they need to do for them to feel what you're feeling, which is unstoppable freedom, as you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got three steps that I take people through when I come and speak to them at conferences and events. The first is to know your power. You need to see yourself acting powerfully before you believe that you're powerful. Mm. The second,
and is everyone powerful?
Indeed, but people have their own unique power, okay. And that's what's really important. There's no point trying to be like the next Sam Cawthorn or Tony Robbins. That's not what our life is about. That's not what our unique purpose is. It's finding that unique power. That's where the magic happens. That's where the unstoppable freedom happens. So know your power.
Know your power.
Then we come to possess our power. It's when we deliberately take strategic action towards owning that power that we possess the spoils of that power. And that looks like the rewards that we define for ourselves.
Great.
And then the last step is to realize that your passion is your power. See, as you're taking these deliberate strategic steps towards your purpose, as you're activating that power, you start to see that you've got a passion for something really unique that's just your thing in the world, just your purpose in the world. And you know what? If you don't start taking care of yourself, you're not going to be unstoppable, not at all. So knowing your passion and realizing that your passion is actually your power actually brings you full circle right back to realizing that loving yourself is the source of how you can love and live a life of unstoppable freedom in the world.
Yeah, I love that one, that passion. However, one thing I found, when you talk to people and you say, hey, what's your passion, what's your purpose? A lot of the time they don't really know. Is it because they don't know their power and they haven't possessed their power? Or like, how does someone find their passion? How does someone find their purpose?
That is such a good question. You know what? It's really easy for all of us to use all of our energy in serving the people around us. And I think we dilute our power that way. Yeah. It's not that that's not helpful. Mm. But if we don't start with our purpose first, then all of that service isn't coming naturally to us. So the way that we have that as an unstoppable service is by saying, hey, what are my beliefs and values? Who am I deep down at my core? So the first part of the work that I do with people is asking them to prepare themselves. Who am I and what am I about in the world?
Yeah.
So establishing your beliefs and values, setting some really clear goals that are just what we are there to serve other people for. That's how we're unstoppable.
So Kerry, what is your passion?
Oh, my passion is unstoppable freedom.
Yeah.
The day after I lost my husband, I ate chocolate cake for breakfast. I need something to make me feel good.
So chocolate cake's your passion.
And as I sat there, I tell you what, chocolate cake is great. And as I sat there eating that cake, I was reading over some of my reflective notes that I've been keeping in my phone for the last few years. And I realized this thing right there on that day, I needed to feel good. I was feeding my body. I tell you what, that was not a good story an hour later. That did unspeakable things to my body that day. But as I read through, I was really connecting with myself. And I realized that all of the experiences that I'd had up to that point would make sense and would be able to bring a purpose to my life if I used that to serve other people with this very message. This is the only thing that I want to do with my life.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, just going back to that, if there are some people out there that are listening that might have lost a loved one, that might have lost it, whether it's a partner or a child or a colleague or whatever that might be, tell us, do they still use this three steps that you was talking about for them to find themselves again, for them to find their passion again, for them to find their power or their freedom again? Is that what they use? What's something else that maybe they could, you know, is there something around picking themselves up first before finding their power? Or like, tell us if there is someone out there that's listening to this, what would you like to say to them?
Yeah, I am a living, breathing example of the fact that right there in the heart of adversity lies the seed of a freedom that can't be stopped.
Yeah,
I know from personal experience that particularly after the loss of a loved one, that is the moment that you know more than ever how important life is and how important it is to find your purpose. Mm. And so absolutely, it's vital that we come to truly know our power, possess our power, and take care, nurture that, because that's the life that we can live to serve others unstoppably.
Kerry, you are so inspiring in so many ways. There's not a lot of people that can actually outdo in my energy. And I just love it. Hey, what do you do in your spare time? How do you recharge yourself?
Yes, Sam, I have got a lot of life to live and love to give. And so I take a bit to wear out, you know. So I've got to wear out my body. I do lots of yoga and meditation, and I love to run as well. I really love to run. So I've got to wear myself out so that I can sleep really well that night. But yeah, certainly I read as well and feed my mind. And I love spending time with the people that I love, my kids and the people close to me.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, Kerry, it's been an absolute joy having you here in the studio.
Thank you.
You're an absolute, so much passion and energy, et cetera, et cetera. But before you go,
yes,
we have this segment which is called 10 Questions in 60 Second Challenge.
Okay.
Do you accept the challenge?
Yes, I would love to.
Yeah, give her a hand. All right, Kerry, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite food?
Cheese.
Cheese?
I love cheese.
What type of cheese? Blue cheese?
Yeah, camembert cheese is my favorite.
I love it.
Yeah.
Favorite celebrity?
Oprah.
Oprah. Favorite actor?
Oh, Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman, great Australian actor.
Yeah, she's a class act.
Yes. Favorite professional speaker?
Brendan Burchard.
Yeah.
You're a close second, but Brendan Burchard's got it going on.
He is.
He's
solid,
amazing.
Solid speaker.
Yes.
Favorite book?
Oh, anything by Jeffrey Archer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to really unwind and enjoy a good novel.
Your favorite, one of Jeffrey's?
Oh, As the Crow Flies.
Yes.
Yes.
Great.
Love it.
Favorite movie?
Oh, What Dreams May Come.
Who's in that?
Robin Williams, What Dreams May Come.
Oh.
It's a bit fringy, it's a bit out there, but it is beautiful.
Mm. I might put that on my list because I'm a movie guy. Favourite city?
Melbourne.
Yes. Sydney's better. Anyway. Favourite drink?
Red wine water. Red wine water. So hard to pick.
It depends on time of the day.
Indeed.
Favourite pizza topping?
Oh, anything spicy. So, Mexican, something.
Curry.
Yeah. Well.
All right, Kerry Nelson, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
A lion.
A lion?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, a lioness, really.
King of it, yeah.
Yeah, because you get all that power of being a lion, but you get to nurture and share community, which is what I'm about.
Kerry, it has been an absolute joy coming along to the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Kerry Nelson!
Woo! Thank you.
Well done, mate.
Thank you. Well done, mate.